Every Ash Wednesday, as we begin Lent, get ashes put on our head, and we are told, repent and believe in the gospel. Now, that's kind of our theme as we go through the Lenten journey, is reminding ourselves of the need to repent. You know, when Jesus reminds us that, you know, if we do not repent, you know, we'll lose our eternal salvation. In the first readings today, we hear, you know, of Moses and the Israelites. You know, God chooses Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. And we know all the great gifts that God gave them. But still, as we remember that story, you know, they were grumbling all the way along. They were turning their back on the Lord. And they constantly had to come back to Him. They constantly had to repent. And our Lord wants us, you know, every time we have sin in our life, every time we're attached to something that is not our Lord, every time we walk away from Him, He asks us, repent from that and come back to Me. He wants us to abide in His love. He doesn't want us to be caught up in our sins. He doesn't want us to be caught up in the allurements of the world. He wants us to be with Him. And our whole life is a life of repentance, of turning away from that sin and turning towards our Lord. Now, as we see in the opening prayer today, it reminds us that, you know, God has given us prayer, fasting, and almsgiving as the remedy to help get rid of that sin in our life. And we're attached to sin so much, so often we have these things, and all our Lord is asking is that we repent. Turn away from that sin. He's calling us home. He's calling us to Himself. He wants us to be in that loving embrace. But so often we fail to heed that call. We fail to heed the call of repentance. And it's something that is not just, you know, part of our life in Lent. You know, we do it more intentionally during this time. But our whole life as Christians is a life of repentance. Now, where are those places in my life that I constantly have to be turning away and turning back to our Lord, coming to His loving embrace? And our Lord is so kind and merciful. You know, He's always ready to embrace us when we repent. He's always ready to forgive us of our sins. But we know that we don't have an eternity to work on this. And we have a finite time. Our time here on earth. You know, just as that fig tree, you know, it did not bear fruit for many years. And the gardener begged and said, you know, just one more year. You know, we don't know how much longer we have. We always have to be looking at those places to repent, to turn away, and to go towards our Lord. So that we can bear that fruit that He wants us to bear. You know, this lifetime is but just a blink of an eye. Compared to that eternity that we'll be spending with our Lord, if we repent. But if we do not repent, if we do not turn away from those sins in our life, we'll have that eternity of suffering in hell. And so often we can get sucked into those lies of the devil. And we can get caught in our sinfulness. We can get caught in the things in this world. We can say that, you know, we're okay. We can say that those sins aren't that bad. But our salvation is at stake. It is something that we constantly have to be looking at. And knowing that when we repent, when we turn away from that sin, when we turn away from the things of this world, you know, we're not losing out on anything. We're gaining everything. Because we're gaining the loving embrace of our Lord. And there's no better time than now. Now is the time to repent. We can't wait. We can't say, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it later. It's something that we constantly have to be doing. And there's no better place to turn away from our sins, to repent, and to come back to our Lord than confession. Feeling that loving embrace of the mercy of our Lord. Something that, you know, we can't go too fast enough. Something that we can't stay away from, you know, long enough, knowing that if we do, we'll get trapped in the lies of the devil, we'll refuse to repent, and we won't have that strength, we won't have that love, we won't have that mercy of our Lord. But when we go there, we experience that great mercy. Our Lord gives us that grace to overcome our sin. He gives us that grace to continue in that repentance, to continue to turn away from that sin, so that we can constantly be in his loving embrace. Now, I just encourage us all, look at those places in our life. Where are those places that I still have to repent? Where are those places that I'm afraid to repent? In this Lenten season, now just take that extra time to work on those areas, to turn away from those sins, to turn away from those things of the world, so that we can truly experience that loving embrace, can truly experience that mercy that our Lord so wants us to have.